Building applications is fun. Some people even think testing applications are enjoyable. But one of the most important aspects is deploying your application. So today we brought in an expert to help explain what's new in deployment in .NET Framework 4 Beta 1. So thanks for coming today.
Sure.
Could you introduce yourself?
My name is Joseph Goldberg. I'm a program manager in the Windows Presentation Foundation team.
Okay.
And we are also involved in deployment of the .NET framework. And I'm here to talk about the client profile.
Okay, great.
For 4.0. So the client profile is a subset of the full framework. So it's a smaller subset of the framework. And the goal is that it will install much faster and much quicker.
Okay. So when you're deploying your app to machines that might not have the full framework installed.
Yeah, so the app could change into the client profile, so the overall experience is much better for end users. They don't have to wait as long and
right.
the client profile is installed. And the idea is that most client application will just work on client profile. Yeah, there'll be some application that will still require the full framework.
Okay.
But we design it such that the most WinForm and WTF application will just need a client profile.
Okay, and so this is something you do like as you're building the project? You totally developed it and then you're ready to, is it a build process or?
Well, you kind of need to look at a client profile and decide if all the features that it provides is enough for you to build your application. So if you figure that this indeed is the case, then you can just go ahead and target the client profile in Visual Studio to work with the client profile. And we need it much easier in Visual Studio 10 to allow you to target the client profile.
Can you show us how that works?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I have Visual Studio 2010. It's a beta 1 version.
Right. Just like the framework.
Correct.
Right now.
And before I even go there, let me just show you that if you go to try to remove programs, for the framework here now, it includes two entries in the add remove program, which is different than before.
Yeah.
So you can see that there's a client portion of the framework as the client profile, and then there is extended part. Together, the two entries together make the full framework.
Okay.
Visual Studio 10 needs the full framework.
Right.
Actually, Visual Studio 10 is built on top of the framework, therefore, and it's more heavy
up. Yeah.
So it needs the full framework to be on the machine.
Okay.
And then in the demo, I'm going to show that we're installing the application on another machine which only have the client profile.
Okay.
So anyway, let's go to our demo. And I'm building a new project. And I'm going to select a WPF application, and I click OK. Mm-hmm. And a default WPF application is being created for us. Put a button or something, so we have something on the screen. And now I go to the properties page, and you can see that we have an entry line called target framework. And if I drop it down, you'll see all the different frameworks showing there. And you can see there is a 3.5 client profile that was available before, but now we made improvements.
Okay.
And also the 4.0 client profile appears. So I'm going to select that. And Visual Studio asked me to close and reopen the project, which I'm doing. So once it did that, I can open the property page again, and I can see that the client profile is selected. And now I can build the application, or I can simply publish it. So I go to the Publish tab. You notice there's a prerequisite button. If I click it, a bunch of entries appear. Unfortunately, in Beta 1, we don't have the Bootstrapper package available for 4.0, so it doesn't show up here. But in Beta 2 and RTM, you expect to see it there.
Okay, great.
But I can still build an application for client profile, and we're going to do it right now. So the minute I do that, I'm going to put it on an internal share here at Microsoft.
Okay.
And I'm going to simply
protect the application.
Exactly. So all I have to do is do publish, and what it does, it's building, compiling the application, as well as publishing it to the share I just specified. And here you see the application showing up here.
Okay.
And because the prerequisite entry that I mentioned is not there, when I go to install it, it's not going to install a framework for me.
Okay.
Therefore, for this particular demo for beta one, we need to use a machine which have the client profile already installed. So we can go now, I can show you how this application just works on a client profile machine.
Sure, yeah.
So here I have a remote, I'm remoting to another machine, it's a Vista machine. And I'm going to look at the same share where I placed the application.
Okay.
And you can see that that it appears up there. So if I, and also I want to show the add remove programs, and now you can see there's only the client profile part of the framework is installed here in this particular entry. When I'm about to install the application, I'm just, it's a click once application, it's going to deploy. It's going to ask me for a security prompt, and I say install, and the app just shows up as expected.
So that was easy, definitely.
It was easy, Again, in beta 2, if you don't have the framework, it will install it for you. But right now we don't have this available yet.
Okay.
We're working on it.
So, and you mentioned with, there was a client profile available with 3.5 SP1 of the .NET. But what are some of the changes that are in .NET 4
now? So some of the important changes are that in 3.5 SP1, it was limited. So it only really installed a client profile on XP machine OSs with no framework installed.
Oh, okay. Right.
So we improved it. Now, client profile 4.0 can work on all platforms that the OS, the framework supports, for example, Vista, Windows 7, XP,
Great.
X64, X86, et cetera.
Okay.
So this is an improvement.
If they have the framework installed or
Even if they have a previous version of the framework installed, we're still going to install a subset of the framework, which is the client profile.
Right. Okay.
With SP1, on machine which have the framework, it actually under the cover installed the full framework. So users had to wait a long time and it was a slow install. So now it's much faster install.
Okay. Great.
On all machines. For testing purposes, you can install a full framework and then remove or uninstall the extended, and you're left with client.
Right.
This is not something we expect end users to do, but for development or debugging, you could potentially do that. The client profile 3.5 SP1 only worked for web install. Now, with 4.0, it works for web install as well as redist.
Okay.
So you can redistribute the client profile 4.0 on your DVD, include your application on it, and it's going to be...
The client profile framework will be on the CD as well.
Potentially, you could install it with your application and send it to your customer
for like a full offline scenario.
Offline scenario, that's exactly great. This was not available with 3.5 SP1 client profile. So that's
very good.
One of the other differences. And also the size. I should mention about the size. So currently in beta 1, the client profile size is about half of the full framework, even better than half, I believe.
Yeah.
And we plan to make additional improvements on size-wise in beta 2 and RTM.
Okay.
Currently, it's about 32 megabytes in size, but as I said, we're going to, users should expect to see a little even better improvement with improved compression and removal of some other components that are not needed.
Okay. So as a developer, I get all of this goodness when I install the .NET framework for beta 1, right?
For beta 1, you install Visual Studio 10, you get exactly what I showed you.
Okay.
You can. You get also the client profile is available for you to install on another machine to do your testing and and development. And really, would love people to take it for a ride and see.
Sure.
Basically, we'd love to get feedback. What's in the client profile? Does the feature set is what you need? Is anything missing? Is anything that is not really required?
So they can go to the MSDN forums as well as your blog, probably.
Yeah, we have a blog, and we can put it as a. In this video later on, and definitely people can try it out, and we'd love to get feedback.
Okay. Well, thanks for explaining the client deployment of .NET Framework 4 Beta 1.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.